been a few weeks, but with the holiday, we've been absent many Mondays. But we're here now. And you know the drill, the way we wrap up the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. It's called something, Light 'Em Up.
Again, Butter. Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside, neither can we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God.
How about another? To center field, number four, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off. Blazers win the series for the first time in 14 years!
Thank you, Mike Tirico. Light 'Em Up is brought to you by Bubble Stash, Hot Valley's Bubble Stash IPA. Bubble Stash Hot Valley IPA is their most innovative beer to date and is the perfect choice for the big game. Bubble Stash is made with cryo hops, which is where you freeze the hop flowers at sub-zero temperatures, collect the concentrated resin. What you get is a refreshingly different IPA experience. It's described as fruity, smooth, clean, with floral notes as well. A little bit of bubble gum in there, so you don't get that bitterness that you get with other IPAs. Features some flavor and aroma notes of tangerine, blueberry, and mango. Boy, reading is hard. Bubble Stash won a gold medal at the 2018 Best of Craft Beer Awards in Bend. It is homegrown, brewed, canned right here in Eugene's Whittaker neighborhood. Available on tap and in 12-ounce cans throughout Oregon, the Northwest, and beyond. So the best performers and performances of the weekend, we honor them here. Steve, give me a break from reading. You go first.
All right. I'm starting with Michigan basketball. Go Blue is lit.
It's lit. Shout out Chavvy. Scott. Because it's lit.
They were 19th in the preseason poll. Week four, they cracked the top 10. Their resume includes a lopsided win over defending Natty winner Villanova, a rematch of last April's title game. They destroyed North Carolina and Purdue as well. But despite losing two of their top three scorers, Moritz Wagner and Muhammad Ali Abdur-Rahman, they haven't missed a beat. They're just one of three unbeatens left. They're ranked second in the AP poll, third in the net ranking. Took down number 21 Indiana yesterday. They're 15-0. The most remarkable stat, they only committed three turnovers.
Wow.
Wolverine hoops playing well. They're lit.
It's lit!
Starting also with basketball, Zach LaVine of the Chicago Bulls lit it up this weekend.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
The Bulls are in the tank. They're one of the many in the East that are trying for Zion, but thanks to performances like this from LaVine, at least the Bulls, they're fun to watch. He had 31 points with 5 of 9 from 3 and on 21 shots against the Pacers. Then followed it up yesterday, 27 points, 11 of 17 from the field, a perfect 3 for 3 from 3, 2 for 2 from the line, and a loss against Brooklyn. LaVine is leading the Bulls in field goals attempted, free throws attempted, points scored, and at 10-30, the Bulls are not very good, but like I said, Zach LaVine can make watching the Bulls bearable, and he's been lighting it up.
It's lit!
Watching the Bulls bearable, that's negotiable. Next, Nick Foles, regardless of circumstance, dude
it's
is just lit.
Shout out Chavvy, Scott, because it's lit!
What a story. 3-year starter at Arizona, the first 3 years of the Chip Kelly era at Oregon. He transferred from Michigan, threw for more than 10,000 yards with the Cats, third-round pick of the Eagles, had a remarkable 2013 playing for Chip Kelly, had that crazy 27-2 pick to TD ratio, third-best quarterback rating ever, came off the bench when Carson Wentz was injured last year. He won a Super Bowl. Wentz got hurt again this year, and he leads Philly on a torrid finish to get in. Yesterday, beat the Bears at Soldier Field. They're back in the Elite Eight. I know all about the triple doink, but this guy is really magic, and he's lit.
It's lit!
Next up, I've got Brent Burns of my San Jose Sharks. They lit it up on Saturday night.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
So the Sharks took on the Lightning Saturday night, who had spent all of December not losing. Literally, the Lightning were 15-0-1 coming into this matchup. Had 7 losses on the season coming into the Shark Tank. But the Sharks, that's just what they do. They take on big teams, and they win, always. They've never lost a big game ever. They jumped out to a 3-1 lead in the second. Evander Kane scored twice. He got his 200th career NHL goal. Erik Karlsson, a pair of assists. He's on a 12-game point streak. Brent Burns had the primary assist on 2 goals, the secondary assist on the 5th and final goal of the night for a game-high 3-point night. Capped off a week where Burnsy had 9 points, 7 assists, 5 power play points. He was the second star of the week in the NHL. The Sharks stay in the race for the Pacific. 3 points out of first. My Sharks lighting it up against the Lightning in a 5-2 win.
It's lit!
I see what you did there. Thank you. The Lightning.
Right off the top of my
head. All right, Hamilton. I like that. And my last one is Colt second-year running back Marlon Mack on a big stage. Lit!
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
Recruited and played for a guy named Taggart at South Florida, was a 3-year starter, gained between 1,000 and 1,400 yards all 3 seasons with the Bulls, went to the Colts in the 4th round of the 2017 draft, saw some action as a rookie, got about 100 carries, caught more than 20 balls, then with the return of Andrew Luck and some major moves on the line, stepped in as the starter week 6, nearly rushed for 1,000 yards. Had the following games, 119 yards, 126, 132, 139, as Indy made it to the postseason. Then yesterday, in the biggest game of his pro career, a career performance, almost 150 and a touchdown, averaged more than 6 yards a pop. They won big at Houston. Next up, the Chiefs Sunday at Arrowhead. Marlon Mack of my Colts is lit.
It's lit!
He almost won me a fantasy title as well. My last one, Jakeem Grant of the Louisiana Ragin' Cajuns lit it up on Saturday.
It's lit! Shout out Chavvy! Scott! Because it's lit!
It is time to talk about everyone's favorite Sun Belt team, and Jakeem Grant had a hell of a game against Little Rock. 45 points, 11 of 21 from the field, 4 of 5 from 3, a perfect 11 for 11 from the line. He was one of only 2 players for the Raging Cajuns who scored more than 10. He had 62% of the basket scored, and when you look at Sports Reference, he had the best field goal percentage and the highest scoring double-double this season in a 75-61 win. The Cajuns are 10-5. 1-1 in the Fun Belt. It was one of the best performances of the year, and this senior is having his best season yet so far. Watch out for the Raging Cajuns. They are ready to make some noise in the tourney. I'm calling it now. Jakeem Grant, he lit it up.
It's lit!
The Fun Belt. Gotta like that.